Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
No indication of terrorism. The airport is rather busy. Restraining order and the rise of the super pig. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a husband and wife were driving in a car at the U.S.-Canadian border near Niagara Falls on the U.S. side of the Rainbow Bridge crossing. And their car exploded. Initial concerns were it was a terrorist attack. Because how often do cars explode when driving down the street? The governor of New York, Hochul, said there are no indications, however, of a terrorist attack. The story now is that they planned to attend a Kiss concert in Canada, but it was canceled. So they went to a casino on the U.S. side instead. They were driving their Bentley so fast, their car hit the curb, hit a guardrail, somehow went airborne, and exploded. Amtrak temporarily suspended the trains that crossed the border, and the Buffalo Airport delayed all flights, international flights, from taking off or landing, and the airport screened every single car coming to the airport, which would be is the worst day ever to make the airport even slower. AAA projects that 55.4 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from their home today or this Thanksgiving. 49 million of those by car. Of those delays, three quarters of them delayed because of weather. God love you if you were one of those people traveling. The busiest travel days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then, of course, on Sunday, people getting back home. Daryl Hall has filed a restraining order against John Oates. The two put out 18 albums together from 1972 to 2006. It's unclear why, but the Nashville court labeled this as a contract debt case. The two were nominated for five Grammys together, but Hall recently said that they've, quote, always been very separate. The two met when they were freshmen at Temple University. Speaking of Canada a moment ago, there's another explosion, this time of hard-to-eradicate super pigs. They're threatening to come across the border into Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. It's a crossbreed with the survival skills of wild boars and the high fertility of regular domestic pigs. It's creating a super pig. One female pig can have 12 piglets in a year, which means you could kill 65% of these wild pigs every year, and the population will still increase. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, MyOT.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. All of us have experienced sudden disaster. Something bad occurs out of nowhere. Who saw the savage Hamas attack coming last month? How about the death of Matthew Perry? More than 100,000 people have died from drug overdoses this year, and none of those poor souls thought their conduct would strike them down in an instant. Now, some disasters like substance abuse can be avoided, but most so-called acts of God cannot. We are at the mercy of a universe no one can understand. So, we have to prepare for disaster, even if it never arrives, which is doubtful. Americans must put aside enough money to protect themselves from injury and health maladies. We should not be dependent on the government or other people for our survival. This forward-looking self-reliance is largely rejected by the progressive philosophy. There, individual protections like weapons and financial independence are bad. Faith should be put in the government to help and protect you. Unbelievably foolish. But progressives now control the White House and much of the culture, and millions of young Americans are buying in. Ironically, that will lead to certain disaster down the road. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Forrest, concierge member. All right, Forrest says, unfortunately, Bill, complicated global strategies beyond the mental capacity of Blinken and Sullivan as well. I don't believe that. Okay, I think Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan know what's going on. You know, I don't know them personally, but I think they know, they understand what's happening. Now, whether they are going to come up with policies that are going to be productive for the USA, that's the question. They certainly didn't in Afghanistan, right? Couldn't get worse than that. But to say that they don't have the mental capacity, no. Politics may gut them, but they know what's going on. Leah, Biden's mental capacity is diminished, no doubt, but as my opinion is also on the take from China. I'm glad you put in, it is my opinion, Leah. And you are absolutely entitled to it. But if you're going to say he's on a take, you got to have hard evidence. Okay? House committees are working on it. Nicholas Bavaro, Eugene, Oregon. This state passed a bill to legalize drug use a couple of years ago. It has failed big time, so now they want to reverse the law. Ads on TV are supporting keeping drugs legal, saying nothing good has ever happened by locking people up. Well, I've been the victim of theft and car break-ins 7 times in 5 years by drug addicts that are camped all over my neighborhood. The good that comes from them being locked up is they can't victimize me. Great letter, Nicholas. I lived in Oregon. When I was there, it was a little loony. Now it's full blown. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. His murder was another tragedy to befall one of the most influential families in American history. Here is the story of the Kennedy clan. The patriarch, Patrick Kennedy, emigrated from Ireland to Boston in the mid-19th century. Within 3 generations, his dynasty dominated New England business, real estate, and politics. On November 22, 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald shot and killed JFK in Dallas. Younger brother Robert Kennedy was gunned down 5 years later in Los Angeles. The murders are now part of the infamous Kennedy curse. Since World War II, at least 30 members of that family have suffered premature deaths. The grim list includes 2 assassinations, 5 air crashes, 6 drug overdoses, 4 suicides, 4 car wrecks, and 2 died while skiing. In April 2020, Robert Kennedy's granddaughter and her 8-year-old son disappeared while sailing in the Chesapeake Bay. Said Senator Ted Kennedy before dying from brain cancer, quote, "I often wonder if some terrible curse does not hang over this family." Today, the Kennedys are the closest thing to royalty in politics. Catherine Schwarzenegger, the daughter of Arnold, and JFK's niece, Maria Shriver, well, she's married to actor Chris Pratt. Robert Kennedy III is an executive in the entertainment industry. Joe Kennedy III is the U.S. Special Envoy to Northern Ireland. Connor Kennedy was famous for briefly dating Taylor Swift. JFK's daughter, Caroline, serves as the U.S. Ambassador to Australia. RFK Jr. announced his third-party run for the White House this past October. And here's something else you might not know. The Kennedys remain one of the powerful families in America. They currently operate 25 charities, and Forbes estimates the family worth at $1.5 billion. Back after this.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.